FM 90.3 WJTL Casting Crowns. Joyful, joyful. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday. It is Election Day at 7:20.
And your weather for this day, clouds, drizzle, and fog this morning. Showers and possibly even a thunderstorm later today with gusty winds, heavy rain, high 66. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 44. For our winning Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, high 60. Keep the sunshine in your heart. Currently, it's 52.
This morning, our friends Jen and Mary from Kobe's Family Services hanging out with us. Good morning again, ladies.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. And Mary Sorber is the Director of Placement Services. And Mary, November is a big month.
Yes, November is National Adoption Awareness Month.
Yeah. And you guys need families.
Absolutely. One of the things that we really like to focus on is talking about the need for more foster families. You know, we currently have 100 approved foster families, but we are always in need of more families, and we have really been hit by the opioid crisis, where we have seen a tremendous increase in the number of children that are coming into foster care.
Yeah.
And so, since the beginning of this year, Kobe's received almost 1,200 referrals. A referral equals a child.
Wow.
And at this point, we are only able to place less than 1% of the children that we get called about.
Wow.
And that's not good.
No.
So we do orientations 2 times a month, the first and third Tuesday of every month.
In fact, you have one tonight.
We have one tonight.
In your Murray Hill office, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. And we also provide 7 pre-service trainings a year for families that are interested in going through the process of becoming a foster family. So we encourage anyone that has a heart for children to get in contact with us through our website, Kobe's.org, or you can call Kobe's, 717-656-6580, and talk to one of our resource home coordinators about becoming a foster parent.
So if folks want to come to one of your family resources, like tonight,
yes,
can they still come tonight, or is that something they have to make plans ahead of time?
They can still come tonight. It would be great if they could call or go on the website and register, but if not, that's fine, too. They can still show up.
So, Kobe's.org, or give a call, 717-656-6580. And Jen McDowell is with us. She's the adoption supervisor. And, Jen, you guys don't just place the kids and then leave people hang out to dry. You've got a lot of post-placement services that you guys provide for families.
We do. One of the services that we love to be able to share with people is that there are services available for families after they adopt. So Mary was talking about children coming into foster care. Generally, the goal is to be reunified with birth family. However, if that doesn't happen, children may end up being adopted. So we want families to know that after they adopt, there are supports available for them, that we want them to know that we will walk alongside of them, help them get the services they need, help them know that there is hope and that there's people who understand and can really just be able to show them the services and love that they need for the children that they've adopted.
And you guys are celebrating your 20th year of doing this. You just placed your 500th adoption. The impact that you've had on so many families, so many kids, is awesome. If folks want to get involved, they can visit you online.
Absolutely.
Kobe's.org. Or again, if you want to be a part of the family orientation session tonight, you can just give a call to the office, probably be the best thing to do. 717-656-6580. Or again, go online, Kobe's.org. Jen and Mary, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We loved having you. Have a great rest of your day. We're back to the music. This is Hillsong United with Not Today on WJTL. Good morning.